Joystick! The Joystick Show! Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our Twisted Reality. In honor of the Olympics, I'm passing the torch for this episode.
Joystick! The Joystick Show!
Welcome, everybody, to the Joystick Show. We go by gamer tags. I'm Thing 12.
That's great. And I'm Bogues. I am your Chewbacca. I am Chewbacca to your Han Solo today. I am Bogues Beer.
Yeah, okay. If you want to reach us on anything, which you can only do it on Twitter, it's @joystick_show. And, it's now, the Joystick Show, but on Twitter it's still Joystick Show.
I know, yeah, we're trying to figure out on iTunes, because we can't get it on iTunes. We don't know if it's Joystick Show or why they're not taking it,
yeah.
So it has to be the Joystick Show. By the way, when I said solo, your solo doesn't mean you're doing the solo. This is just...
Han Solo.
Yeah, who could not be, who doesn't know Star Wars now that knows that reference? Can you imagine that, somebody not knowing that reference in today's world?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on the gaming front, these are games that we're playing. Dad, why don't you start it off?
Well, I am playing the game of life, son, right now. Because
mm-hmm.
I am buried deep into work. So when I come home, I'm trying to sit down, play a little Siege if I can, trying to jump on. I'm really bummed because I want to hit Monster Hunter, and I just haven't been able to get to it. And I got to think, because I've been reading a lot on it, and I'll talk about it a little bit in the show, but that is the thing that's holding me back. But I am looking forward to Outbreak. Now, I thought it was coming up this week, but I think by the looks of it, it's what? March?
I thought it was February 20th.
No, March 6th.
Oh, March 6th.
Yeah, March 6th is coming out officially. I guess it was something like a TTH set or something. I couldn't figure out what it was.
TTS.
Yeah, coming out on the 20th of February. But for us, Xboxers, looks like March 6th. That's what I'm looking forward to. And it's only running till April 3rd. So this is like a short time they're pulling it off.
Yeah. Wait, are they pulling the operators off or
no,
just
the outbreak? Do you like that or not? Is that cool?
I think it's cool because I think what they're going to do is they're going to keep adding and taking stuff off so you get to keep trying new game modes. But if they don't, then no, I don't like it. Because if they're just like... Because for Fortnite, which I'm playing a lot of now, they're doing these on and off little game modes like snipers only or just a bunch of different game modes. And I think if Rainbow does that, that would actually be really cool. But if they keep it up, like if they keep changing it frequently, because I don't know if they do it like once every 6 months or something, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you made a good point. Like I would love like a sniper thing that comes in and everybody can only spawn as snipers and they have to like long range shots, like a mile long shots on each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where they can't come in range, so they have to find each other. So you could do literally, some people are like, boring! But I think it'd be cool, like 5 minutes worth of not seeing anybody, then you finally see somebody.
Yeah.
And you're setting up and then whoop bap! Taking them out.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. That's what I'm doing right now, but life's getting in the way of my gaming world.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm playing now is the Mario Odyssey update is coming very soon. They announced that it's coming in February. They didn't announce an exact date, or at least I couldn't find one out of like the 4 websites I visited. So yeah, there's I just know it's coming February, and so it's gonna be coming really soon. As well as I'm waiting for Far Cry 5,
which is
coming on the 27th of March. For the Xbox, PS4, and PC.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is going to be so much fun because, to me, it feels like a Fallout 4, but that you can play with other people. And, it's online.
Yeah.
And I think it's super cool how, I don't know, I just love games that are free roam that you can just play online with people. So, yeah, I'm really excited for that.
So, is that, like, a PUBG? Is that, like,
no, it's like a Fallout 4. Or it's like a Ghost Recon first person Wildlands. It's
Ooh.
like, and it's like, You just, yeah, it's online multiplayer, so you get on with your friends and...
What's the one unique thing about it, though? What is the main thing about it that's different, though?
I haven't played any Far Cry games before.
Yeah.
Like, I tried Far Cry Primal one time, but I didn't actually play any of the other ones, so I'm not sure exactly what it's about. I just know that I'm going to have fun with it, because I've seen trailers on it and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, as long as it has multiple players in kind of a similar scenario, you're good with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. That's a little different than my generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a playing with it. You got to have some kind of, like...
Well, it's good graphics.
Yeah, that's true. It could be.
So.
Better on the what?
Oop. X.
Mm-hmm.
But...
We'll see. All right, so you're going to get that for what? For Xbox?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Cool enough. Very cool.
So, is that all we have for on the gaming front? Okay, I think we should head into joystick news.
The joystick news report.
Joystick news!
So, we have a few things on our news this time, more than last week at least.
Oh, it was bad last week. There was nothing.
So,
what is it like?
Okay. So I'm gonna start it off with, Nintendo Switch high price games.
Yeah. We talked about this before a little bit, right?
Yes, yeah, I've talked about what's on the Switch and how they have overpriced accessories and things.
Yeah.
But, like, their games, like, it is a newer console, and they're, but the games are just so, like, they're not old, but they've been out for a while. Like, I have a sheet here, and the Elder Scrolls 5 for Skyrim is out on the PS4, Xbox One, and the Switch. And on the PS4, you can get it for $40 in disc or $30 digital.
Yeah.
Same for Xbox One. But on the Switch, it's $60 for on a disc and $60 for digital.
What?
So, like, and yeah, it's just
why is it so much more?
I think it's because it's a new console and they're bringing it onto it and it's like, it's going to go down. But I still think it's not...
Right.
It's just, it's been out. If you really want Elder Scrolls 5, just get it on an Xbox
One. Maybe, I mean, I think there's a catch-22 on that, right? Where, like, yeah, profitability-wise, maybe up front you're going to take some cash. But to me, it's like, if you made it available for more people, I thought more people would buy Switch going, hey, what if the games were, like, half price, right? All of them? I think more people would buy the Switch, right? The hardware,
yeah,
which isn't a giveaway.
Was...
right?
Yeah.
Buying the Switch isn't a giveaway, like, oh, here's like a printer that costs you like $30 and then the ink's $80. You know what I mean? This is I think you'd get more people joining the community, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what else? Is
So there's Rocket League,
yeah,
which is $30 on disc and $20 digital for PS4 and same for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Now for the Switch, it's $20 digital but $40 on the disc.
So $10 more?
So $20. $10 for the disc. But
$20. Which is 30% more. I mean, that's a lot.
Which you just buy a digital.
Right.
I mean, unless you ran out of storage, which you have to buy an SD card, which those things are expensive as well. Like, I believe a 120 gigabyte one is like $80 or $90 or something.
Wow.
So,
well, I know we bought them for a few of our electronic other gadgets.
Yeah, we can buy a terabyte for the Xbox for $60, can't
right.
we?
Yeah.
Or is it 100 something?
No, it's 89. Usually
89,
is what it is,
but that's the same for 120.
Yeah. I just saw one for, was it 2 terabytes for like 99 or something.
Hmm.
Saw a special. Thought maybe we
good.
Should get that.
But
you have to buy storage for everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
My God, you buy a new toilet and you got to put a freaking SD card in just to flush it.
Uh-huh.
No, not really.
Dragon Ball.
Did you just yawn in the middle of our show?
I just woke up.
What?
I just woke up.
You just woke up?
Yes.
What are you trying to tell me? That your dad pulled you out of bed to say, let's go. Let's get this done. This is your day to shine.
No.
Come on. Let me hear it.
I woke up because of the waffles, but I ain't.
Right. You did some good pre-show prep. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did record you doing that, by the way.
Well, record me doing what? Wait, really?
Yeah, listen.
Blah, 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 blah.
There you go. Yeah, now you're ready, right? Let's do this show.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Good times. You're ready.
Anyway, Dragon Ball Xenoverse is $30 on disc for Xbox One and PS4, but it's $60 digital for Xbox One and PS4. And for Switch, it's actually only $50 digital, but it's an extra $20 if you want to buy it on the disc. And so, yeah, there's other games like that, like a big one, FIFA 18,
mm-hmm.
is $30 more if you want to buy it digital. It's the same price for disc, though. Or for,
yeah.
Switch. And so, yeah, there's... Oh, yeah, Payday.
How is PS4? That game? I played it once.
I don't know. I want to try it out for the Switch. It's the second one.
Is that the one where it starts off with like robbing a bank?
I think so.
That was pretty bad. I mean, talk about violent. I remember you go and you just have to shoot all the tellers.
Like,
and everything.
I was like, I don't know if it's strategy. Like, yeah. I kind of want it if it's strategy where you have to like go in and kind of scope out the bank and see what's there.
I don't
kind of like that scene in Baby Driver.
Yeah,
he goes
yeah.
in, he looks at all the cameras and stuff, and then you come back with a squad or whatever, and you have to rob it.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool. I don't know if I don't know a lot about the game, though.
And then we'd have to have a good backbeat going while you're doing it.
Okay.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that, like, if that's how the game goes, I might want to check that out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's actually $20 for PS4. When you want to buy it on disc, it's also digital, $20. For Xbox One, though, it's $12 digital, $20. And this is the second game,
right.
$20 on disc. But for the Switch, it's $50 digital and
what?
$50 for the disc. So.
All right. So basically...
Basically, yeah.
It's a lot of lot of expense.
Yeah.
To go on. Wow. So and I know because you were talking, you're like, a lot of folks don't believe, you know, as we go through it, like, it's pretty much the same as across the board, but not really. I mean, that's the value of the digital, mm-hmm. buying digital, especially on Xbox, like the gold account and everything. I mean, you get some good games for free sometimes, too, if you want.
Yeah.
You know?
So
yeah.
Yeah, that they could have had a big deal on that, but their games are just too expensive.
Right.
Also, I want to talk about The Crew 2 is coming. That's another game that I really want. It's coming the 16th of March. For the Xbox, the PS4, and the PC.
Yeah.
And I've played the first Crew, and it was so much fun. Like, it's basically Forza Horizons, but just, instead of being restricted to a car, you got motorcycles and stuff like that. But
yeah.
In this new game, which I'm really looking forward to, is that it's not just, now you're not just restricted to cars or motorcycles. There's planes and boats, and there's like it's more free roam with vehicles rather than cars, and you get to switch between your vehicles at any time. So if you're flying in the air with a plane, you're about to land on a runway, you switch to a car and drive on the runway.
That's cool.
You run off the runway and you're flipping upside down, you switch to a plane and fly off.
Can you add guns to them?
I'm not sure, but that would be cool for like the third game. You might be
That'd be like old school auto duel for the Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Gotta look it up. It's a great game.
You can't, the thing about the game is to, like, when you switch between cars instantly and stuff and planes, it's because you're not, it's like Forza where you don't get out of your car and walk around.
Oh.
It's a racing game.
Racing game.
But it's free roam, and you can play with friends. So.
And I wish they would come out, every time they come out with a game with cars and guns, they make it, like, arcade-ish for some reason. Why can't they make a good, like, Mad Max game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you could, like, you know, save up, kind of like a Siege, right? Where you guys get together as a group and you battle, right? With your cars, you upgrade your cars and paint them the way you want them.
Well,
and, like, you can add enough to, get enough to cryptocurrency, which, by the way, we'll talk about, to, like, build up to buy a 18-wheel rig that the back of the thing opens up to a big freaking gun that goes...
Yeah, you can, I mean, you can do that, but without the guns, so.
That's not fun.
Yeah. That would be a good idea for.
Yeah,
the
I know
Crew
a lot of people. A lot of people like the racing games.
Guns.
Yeah, but I like them, but I just need guns.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so yeah, that's I'm really looking forward to that. That's gonna be a fun one.
Yeah.
So you have something?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're talking about the cryptocurrency thing. I just mentioned that to you. It was funny because last week was it a show or two ago? We were talking about your Mario coins and how valuable they would be.
They're not.
I know.
They're not. They're literally $6.
Yeah, I know. Something. I thought they were at $60. They sold at what some store we saw them at. We thought we were crushing it, and now we realize. But still, $6. Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
No.
No.
All right. I think you should call out to everybody. Send you the coins. If they don't want them, send them to you. And then boom, there you go. Your thousands of listeners will send you the coins from their Switches. Now you'll have coins. No, you don't want that? All right, well, here's the thing. What I realized, though, as I'm going through this, reading through this information, you know, the crypto coins, all the stuff that are out there, I think, like, Bitcoin's now worth half its value, and this isn't a financial show, so I'll move on from it. But the cool thing is, I got thinking about it. You know what's truly currency is, like, the gaming currency, like Rainbow Six Siege, right? The currency that's in there, what do they call them? You buy them. It's not the renowns because that's what you get, but you can actually buy the currency with real money, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. That's actually that's got value. If 23,000 people are playing that game, right? 23,000, and everybody just has, I don't know, a dollar in on the in of that currency, right? And exchange that and say, look, what, I tell you what, for $20, I'll give you 30 Rainbow Six points or something like that, right?
Like 600.
I know, but let's say I don't use them, but I need to. It's like almost a currency exchange. Like, I want 20 bucks American dollars, and I'll give you 30, and you'll go good because I need to buy something, right? That's the currency. But it's the most amazing thing is if there's 23 million people playing, I mean, that's I was looking it up. That's bigger than the gross domestic product of countries. Like I don't know, the Federation of Micronesia or the Cook Islands. It's got a bigger, that's a bigger national product than Palua or the Marshall Islands or the Kiribati or the Tuvalu country, the country of Tuvalu.
What? Are those real places?
They are. They're, what I did is I went and searched up the currency, gross domestic product of countries, and I went to the last few in existence. I think Tuvalu is like three little islands in the middle of the Pacific or something. They're their own country. They're the 189th country added to the United Nations.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I am just boring you to death.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. So, but that was what I was talking about with currency, how cool it is to learn about that. So if you own that currency, I mean, you have some currency that's bigger than some countries when you're playing.
Wow. I mean, when you put it that way.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
That is.
Anyways, that's what I had going on. I was just doing some research on that.
So, yeah, that's for joystick news.
Well, wait. We got one other thing here.
We do? Oh. So, there's this new thing arriving this year, or at least it might not be. It's a Pokemon RPG for the Switch.
Yeah.
And I think it's on this website, and I think the creator said it was fake of the website, or he announced that it was fake, but, yeah.
It looks really cool, because it's, like, if you could do it, it's like a, I don't know, Diablo or something like that, right? But for Pokemon, so you can pick your guy and kind of upgrade him and evolve him as you go along or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool, but, yeah, that'd be really cool.
But for the Switch, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. We're going to keep track of that, because I think if they actually do come out with something like that, I think it'd be a huge hit. I don't know if they are or not. Somebody said it might be a... fake news, and we don't play fake news here on the Joystick Show.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
if it excites me, it will.
That Odyssey coin is the start of our fake news.
It wasn't fake. Come on, it was real stuff.
Yeah, but she just got rid of that zero at the end. $6, sure. Not 60. Right. So yeah, that's it for Joystick News.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News!
So, some new releases.
Alright, I gotta bring those up, because I wasn't prepared for that. So, but actually, as I'm doing that, I gotta tell you, the interesting thing was, I actually was looking at the Monster Hunter game,
mm-hmm.
and realized that it is crazy on how they are showing, like, I went on and found the top monsters on that. So, like, there's Kulua Yaka, there's Puikia Puiki, I'm totally butchering all these names, by the way.
Those are the monsters.
These are like the hugest.
I looked over at your paper. I thought those were the country names.
You know what? It pretty much could be the same thing. It's hard to tell the difference between them. That's for sure. But then there's the Yara Tortoise, the Baroth, right? Mm-hmm. The Raytheon. Well, we know about the Raytheon. That's pretty cool. Then there is. Let's see here. What else is it? The Tazayaku, the Palamua. I mean, there are so many cool monsters. There's more, you know, obviously, like Diablos, Dodragrama. They're just weird names and everything. But the coolest thing about them, I mean, there's like, what do I have over here? It looks like 30 or so different large monsters. And then there's a bunch of small monsters, right? Mm-hmm. But the coolest thing is, each one almost has its own character sheet now, which I thought was really cool. So what happens, you can go in and say, okay, I'm fighting that monster, and you can go in and it actually points out. I'll even try to put the link on, if I can, to the show notes. But you can see what parts are breakable, off of the off the animal. So like the head, the wings, the tail, usually or whatever, but different parts. And then it itemizes and says what its powers are and how powerful it is based on stars, but also what it those parts turn into for you. So like scales and what pluses it gets you and everything. So it's almost like a monster manual, like Dungeons and Dragons. Geek out, geek out. This is a geek alert. Right? It's like a monster manual for that.
That's actually kind of cool. Like if you're going in, you just you check out your manual and like see what the best place to hit them is.
Right. And then from there you can actually like say, okay, we're going to go take them on and we know what we're going after. So think about it. Like when you're hunting monsters, you learn about the monster, the prey that you're going after.
Yeah.
And kill it. I just think it's awesome. I just haven't had time to play it, but I'm telling you, whoever's playing out there, if you got any insight on that, let me know. But we want to get involved in that for sure. Mm-hmm. So I have to go pick that up on my travels out and about. All right. So you want to do new releases, right?
Yeah.
What do we got coming up?
So some games we have coming out of the week of February 18th.
Right, we didn't do that, right?
They're February 24th.
Yeah, okay.
And that's going to be next week, so...
Right.
Let's see here. We got... Bird Watcher.
Oh, yeah.
Released for PC.
So what you do is just grab binoculars and look around.
And just look for at things. Birds.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Metal Gear Survive, coming for the PS4, Xbox.
Wow, is that Metal Gear like the old days?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, wow.
Ground Zero. But it didn't get very good reviews, though.
That's a little weird.
But for those that are fans of Metal Gear, that's a big... There's a lot of people that were into the Metal Gear series.
There's Age of Empire. Definitive Edition for PC.
Definitive? Yeah.
Yeah, but that Metal Gear, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it is. What else here? Oh, isn't the
Discovery Tour?
Right, for
Assassin's Creed.
Yes, right, the expansion on that. It's a new version for the role playing, where they get to level up, loot, and choose their abilities to customize their very own skills. Skilled assassin.
That's cool.
That looks really good. That's for PC though.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's coming out for Xbox.
Well, that's what we have it on. Got Pinball, FX3, Jurassic World Pinball.
Really?
The user ratings is 10, so.
Wow.
That's
got to
be good. It's released for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and is that Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, Nintendo Switch.
Hmm.
So, it looks like you can, I don't know what it is.
I've never been into those pinball games, but I mean.
You don't like them?
No, they get boring fast. Just pinball.
No, I don't know. Well, the problem is you can't, like, shake the table to move the tilt the... I bet with your Switch you could, like, tilt the controller,
no,
right?
No, what? They wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't?
It's cheating.
I bet they would. No? Yeah. Metal Gear, though. That Metal Gear Survive, by the way, is coming out for both PC and Xbox One, too. So it's a full... Usually Metal Gear, I think if I remember correctly, was just out for PlayStation.
No,
at one point.
I thought it was always out for Xbox.
Not always. Originally, it was a exclusive, I believe. I think, originally.
So Xbox or PlayStation exclusives can become Xbox games.
What else?
There is Layers of Fear Legacy for the Nintendo Switch.
What is that? It must be like a scary game or something?
It's like rated good. It looks kind of scary. It's a horror game.
Oh, okay.
So...
Oh, there's.
Metal Gear Survive's come for. Oh, no, it's come for PlayStation in a different country. There's Speedrunners from Heck, and it's released for PS4 only.
Did you say from Heck?
Yeah.
You can say Hell. Okay. That's the name of the game. Look at you. Who taught you not to swear? To be a good good young man. A real gentleman.
I think I've seen this game before, actually.
Have you?
For PC.
Yeah.
But now it's going for PS4. I don't know.
What is it? It's a heavy metal first-person platform?
It's first-person. So I think what it is, if I remember correctly, you're like you're running and you have this, like, you're running on this track, and it's really, you know those old kind of free roam games or 3D games where the pixels would move and it looks 3D, but it's like, it's like, I've seen this game. It's, and you have, I don't really know how to explain it. It's just basically speed running.
Okay, so it's like, remember those games where you ran and have to jump over stuff and slide underneath stuff,
It's like that.
It is?
Basically, but it's more control. You have more control over
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Cool. So. All right, so anything else coming out? Oh, Pac-Man. Pac-Man, baby. Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember, do you even know what Pac-Man is?
Yeah, I know what Pac-Man is. It's come from Nintendo Switch.
What was his wife's name?
Miss Pac-Man.
Good one. <Okay. laughs> You know what their kid's name was?
Packy.
Packy. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. I just made it up.
Steven.
All right. What else? Ooh.
Stellaris.
Stellaris, right? Stellaris. Which is the game that a lot of people play on PC. It's like a space game.
Is it multiplayer?
I don't know. I don't play it, so I'm not sure.
Oh.
But.
Anyways,
is there anything else that's not? I mean, there's some stuff coming out by the looks of it, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see much else this week.
Okay.
Oh!
Payday 2. Oh, no, that's not for U.S.
Payday 2 is not out yet for us.
Well, no, it's out for us.
Oh yeah, it's just coming out for
for
Australia. And,
Cool.
Okay. Right.
That's what we have for new releases.
Okay.
So... thank you for watching.
Yeah, he's wrapping up. Put the outro in, baby. You got this.
So you can reach us at joystick_show. And if you want to send us any questions about our show or about any games that you're just too lazy to Google and you just want to hear it on our next show, go ahead and contact us at joystick_show and we will answer them in our next show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thanks for watching and...
watching?
Listening. Oh, thanks for listening.
Right, and?
And game on.
Joystick! The Joystick Show!